From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A military resignation in France. France's military head has resigned after a clash with President Emmanuel Macron over budget cuts. The resignation has revealed the pressures already facing Macron's new government as he tries to balance the books while maintaining military commitments both at home and overseas. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Following his resignation Wednesday, General Pierre de Villiers said in a statement that proposed budget cuts this year meant he was unable to guarantee the protection of France. It's the first big test of authority for President Macron, says analyst Sophia Besch of the Centre for European Reform.
But it also shows, and I'm sure that's his intention, that he's serious about making cuts, about bringing the French economy up to speed with the European targets.
Macron wants close to $1 billion shaved from the 2017 defence budget to address the annual deficit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Macron has called on European allies to share the burden of counterterrorism operations in Africa. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops on Thursday in an ambush outside of Damascus, according to a report from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Wednesday, Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions targeting 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified that Iran was complying with a two-year international nuclear agreement. This is VOA News.